Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this great love, Lord, this powerful, beautiful word we're getting this morning, Father God, saying that in you we live and move and have our being, that we were predestined in Christ, and now we've been restored in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that we can partake of life and life in abundance. So we've brought us back to where we've come from, so that we can have the reality of your presence, favor, and provision in our lives on a daily basis. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 to 16. For the love of Christ controls and compels us, because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that all those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for their sake. So from now on we regard no one from a human point of view, according to worldly standards and values. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, now we no longer know him in this way.
Hallelujah. So here we can just see, you know, we were predestined in Christ. I mean, Ephesians 1 verse 4, we're predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in him, in the Father, in love. So this is the family that had us in mind, and that's why we were made. And then we can see in Adam, the deception came in. But praise God, God didn't leave us in the deception, in darkness, in believing lies about ourselves. He sent his Son, and his Son has dealt with that. It's been taken away as far as the east is from the west. Our sins has been taken away, so that we now can know Christ in a spiritual way, know him as the reality, as the one that gives us reality, as the one where our reality, he's the way, the truth, and the life. And in this way, we find ourselves, we find truth and the way, the truth, and we find true life, the predestined purpose and plan that God has got for us. So that's beautiful. But not only that, that we are finding ourselves as new creations, old things has passed away and everything has become new. We are also seeing this, what we are waking up to is the reality of the goodness of God that's available for every person. So this is what's so wonderful. When we wake up, or we can't wake up without God waking us up. It's God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, to shine into our hearts. And as he shines into our hearts, like this morning again, fresh motivation, light coming out of darkness, it's also the understanding of the goodness of God that is available to us, but also to every person out there. And so when we wake up to this reality, we can also then encourage and be a light and motivate others, because it's available for them as well. And it's like in our Father prayer, it's when we wake up to the newness of life, give us our daily bread, our daily provision. It's not just daily bread, it's provision for the day. You are then waking up to who you really are. And you enjoying the blessings of being a part of the Godhead. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. Amen. And it's the precious Holy Spirit that is opening this up to us. We know then it's the goodness that is here that's also there for others. So you're loving others. You're giving to others. Amen. You're forgiving others. And this way keeps you now in the light and keeps you in what is right in the heart of God, and what is right then for every person out there, and you not falling into temptation. So you are busy in the light, in the true life, in where you come from and where you are going to. And that's just a growing that's taking place on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? We are God's idea. We and this world is God's idea. And now, because they have called us out of darkness into their marvelous light, we can now enjoy their idea for us and then encourage others out there to wake up to a living God, to beauty for ashes, to answers for problems, to light for darkness. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed and God loves you and he has always loved you and he will always love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.